Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 61st verse of the chapter. Now let's listen to this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
There is not upon the blind any guilt, nor upon the lame any guilt, nor upon the ill any guilt, nor upon yourselves if you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from houses whose keys you possess, or from the house of your friend. There is no blame upon you whether you eat together or separately. But when you enter houses, give greetings of peace upon each other, a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. Thus does Allah make clear to you the verses of ordinance, that you may understand.
The 61st verse says, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ أَن تَأْكُلُوا مِن بُيُوتِكُمْ. There is no blame upon the blind, nor any blame upon the lame, nor any lame upon the sick, nor on yourselves that ye eat from your houses. So the verse continues these different exceptions. أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم, or the houses of your brothers and your sisters, أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه, or the houses that you hold those keys, أو صديقكم, or from the houses of your friends. And then, after mentioning all these exceptions, the verse says, ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا. There is no problem, no blame upon you. No sin shall be it for you, whether you eat together or apart. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. But the point is, the verse says, when you enter houses, salute one another with a greeting from Allah. تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً, blessed and good. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. And thus does Allah make clear His revelations for you. So, in this regard, as we said, when we look at the traditions, we see that Imam Baqir alayhi salam, for example, said, before Islam, the blind, the lame, and the sick were not allowed to eat food with healthy people. And after this verse was sent down and revealed, these people were also allowed to eat food in group. So, that's why the name of these three groups, A'ma, A'raj, wa Mariid, are mentioned in the beginning of the verse. So, since the previous verses discussed taking permission at certain times, or for example, when entering special places or other parts, this verse mentions an exception from this ordinance, indicates that a group can enter their relatives' houses and the like, as the verse mentions, بيوت آبائكم أمهاتكم إخوانكم أخواتكم أعمامكم and the like. You can enter all these houses without them knowing, without you taking permission. And they can even eat food without having permission. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, as we know, the verse talks about
this exception and mentions that there is no blame. ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا عليكم, for example. So there is no blame nor on yourselves. So the point is that there is no heaviness. There is no kind of sin for you. Or the believers who are like you. Some have said that the sick and poor did not eat and associate with other people because they thought people might not like their company. And after this verse was revealed, they felt free to gather with other people. So the verse continues discussing other exceptions and other points. And since the verse is discussing the matter of exceptions, when it reaches the part where it asks for, where it asks the people to ask for permission, it talks about permission for entering other areas and other parts as well, as we shall discuss that later on in the next program. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.